Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Justice Department has announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other militants in connection with the October 7th rampage in Israel.
For financing and directing a decades-long campaign to murder American citizens and endanger the security of the United States.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said on Tuesday the charges are, quote, just one part of our effort to target every aspect of Hamas operations, and he said the actions would not be the last. Officials said on Tuesday the polio vaccination campaign in Gaza is going well, with a quarter of targeted children already reached. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Stefan Duzarik is a spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
The World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Tedros, said today that around 74,000 children are estimated to have been vaccinated yesterday, which is the second day of the campaign. This brings the total number of children vaccinated so far to over 160,000.
The Secretary General also wonders if Israel agreed to limited pauses in the fighting to facilitate the polio campaign, why can't there be a ceasefire? I'm Shelley Adler.
Ukrainian officials say two Russian ballistic missiles blasted a military academy and nearby hospital in Ukraine, killing more than 50 people and wounding more than 200 others. The attack on Tuesday appeared to be one of the deadliest Russian strikes since the war began. The strike hit the eastern central city of Poltava, the capital of the region of the same name. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said some people got trapped in the rubble, but many were saved. This is VOA News. Officials said on Tuesday a boat carrying migrants has ripped apart in the English Channel as they tried to reach Britain from northern France, and 12 people are dead. Dozens of people were plunged into the treacherous waterway, and many did not have life preservers. France's interior minister says most were believed to be women, some under 18. One official calls it the deadliest migrant accident in the Channel this year. A French agency overseeing the rescue operation says 65 people total were picked up from the waters. Nigerians are reacting to Sunday's announcement. Nigeria's state oil firm, NNPC Limited, admitted financial constraints are hampering its ability to import gasoline. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Barely 48 hours after Nigeria's state-owned oil company made a startling revelation, hundreds of commuters joined a line stretching many kilometers for fuel at an NNPC outlet in the capital. Nigeria depends on imports to meet its daily demand for gasoline, more than 66 million liters, and NNPC is the sole importer of fuel. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Ethiopian Airlines said on Tuesday it had suspended flights to neighboring Eritrea because its bank account there was frozen. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiaprin reports.
CEO Mesfin Tasso said the Eritrean Civil Aviation Authority had blocked money transfers from the company's account in the capital city, Asmara. He said that if the company cannot make payments for the services that keep the flights going from the money collected by selling tickets, the flights would not be able to continue. Eritrea had previously said it would suspend all Ethiopian airline flights at the end of September. Ethiopia and Eritrea severed ties in 1998 when a two-year war broke out over their disputed border. Flights resumed in 2018 following a peace deal and resumption of diplomatic relations.
Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiaprin. Elon Musk's satellite-based internet service provider Starlink on Tuesday backtracked and announced it will comply with a Brazilian Supreme Court justice's order to block the billionaire's social media platform X. Starlink said in a statement posted on X it will heed the order despite him having frozen the company's assets. Starlink previously informally told the telecommunications regulator it would not comply. The justice froze the company's accounts last week as a means to compel it to cover X's fines that already exceed $3 million, reasoning the two companies are part of the same economic group. I'm Joe Ramsey.